Hi, it's Nicola here. Before we get started with the podcast episode, I have some very exciting news to share. My book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is now available in both paperback and Kindle format. If you find yourself struggling to answer the question, what is it I want to do when I grow up? Or if you find yourself lying awake at night, reflecting on the day, and thinking there's got to be more to life than this, then the Career Confidence Toolkit is for you. The toolkit will allow you to take control and navigate your career with purpose and with passion. My objective is for you to wake up each morning, excited about the day ahead, and going to work with a spring in your step, knowing that your unique talents are being fully utilised and you are achieving your potential. Now, the toolkit is in the format of a book, but it's not just for you to read and then move on. It is a highly practical guide that will not just teach you how to take ownership of your career, it will also reveal the secrets of finding deep satisfaction in the work that you do. It will take you on a step-by-step journey, full of actionable tips and real-life stories from people who have paved their own paths to career happiness. You'll discover how to build an unshakable confidence in your abilities, and you'll also learn how to embrace the ever-evolving world of work and do so with courage and with resilience. You can find the book on Amazon by searching for Nicola Semple, or if you prefer, you can purchase via my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple. I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals, and I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. Today, I'm talking about imposter syndrome. Now, earlier this week, I spoke to a really, truly incredible woman who had a textbook case of imposter syndrome. If you were to look at her LinkedIn profile, you would think she has it all going on. She's got a first-class degree from an excellent university, and you can track her rise through the ranks as her career progresses, each of her roles becoming progressively more senior. She shares interesting content, and she comments on other people's content with upbeat and supportive messages. And when you look at her profile picture, she looks happy, she looks friendly, she looks like the type of person you'd really enjoy going for a coffee or going for a drink with. If you were to look at her, you would think, my goodness, she's got her act together. And when I was talking to her, she was telling me all about the praise that she gets from her line manager and other members of the organisation. So all in all, a truly positive story. Except there's a but, and it's a very big but. She is plagued with negative thoughts. She is convinced that she isn't doing a good job. She's certain that she's only getting positive feedback because people don't know what she could or what she should be doing in her role. She's worried about her future. She's coming up with plans for what she'll do when her employer realises she's not as good as they think she is. She's living in a state of high alert, waiting for that moment when other people find out what she already knows, that she's a fraud. And to compensate for the fact that she's a fraud, she's working really hard. She constantly over-delivers on the work that she does. She is going round in circles looking for a new job, so that she can jump before she's pushed, because she doesn't know what she wants to do and she doesn't believe that she'd be able to do it. She's not getting anywhere. This poor woman is driving herself crazy and is absolutely exhausted from constantly managing all the thoughts swirling in her head. So there are a few lessons in here. First of all, don't always believe what you see. If you were to look at her LinkedIn profile, all you see is the good stuff. Now, I haven't seen this person in action at work, but again, I would imagine from the outside, she's holding it all together. Other people will look at her and believe she's capable and competent and impressive. And while that's all well and good, if she doesn't believe it for herself, then it's meaningless. And the reason I'm recording this episode is because these behaviours, what this person is experiencing, is not unique. Imposter syndrome is rife. So before we talk more about that, let me just get really clear about what I mean by imposter syndrome. It's believing that others have an inflated view of your skills and that you've got to where you are by fooling other people. And as a result, you've got this intense fear of being found out. This is particularly common when you start a new job or you've been promoted or you move industries. You ask yourself, at what point are they going to work out that you aren't up to the job? You're just waiting for somebody to appear and say it's all been a big mistake. And also what's very common when people are experiencing imposter syndrome, they attribute success to factors outside of their own talents. So they might say things like, oh yeah, we were lucky that things went so smoothly, or it was just good timing, rather than owning the success that they've got. So if any of this sounds familiar, it's important to know that you are not alone. Claire Yosa, who is an expert on imposter syndrome, and if you don't follow Claire, I'd encourage you to do so on LinkedIn. She has written a book called Ditching Imposter Syndrome, and in it she states that 62% of people are struggling with imposter syndrome daily or regularly, enough for it to have a measurable impact on their performance and their health. 62% is two-thirds of the working population. So the next time you're sitting in the office or you're on a Teams call, just look around and appreciate that two-thirds of the people around you will struggle with imposter syndrome at some point this week. Lots of people might be living with imposter syndrome, but how do you overcome it? It's really important to understand that imposter syndrome isn't an illness or an affliction that you have. I genuinely think the word syndrome is unhelpful because it implies that it's chronic and that you're stuck with it. Imposter syndrome is a feeling rather than a permanent state. The feeling of being an imposter is just that, it's a feeling. You can choose at any time to change how you're feeling. Now, I would love to be able to wave a magic wand and change the way you feel. But to change the feeling, you need to do some digging. So the first step in overcoming imposter syndrome is to recognise and acknowledge that it exists. When those feelings of self-doubt start to kick in, you might instinctively want to paper over the cracks and carry on regardless, fake it till you make it. But as uncomfortable as you might feel, you need to face up to it. You need to ask yourself, what exactly are you feeling? And how is the way you're feeling making you behave? And then when you think about that behaviour, what is that behaviour helping you to avoid? What is it helping to protect you from? And what is it helping you to get? Now, I'll be honest, going through this process can be excruciatingly uncomfortable because we spend so much of our life being busy, 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 pushing through, getting stuff done. Most people aren't used to doing this type of self-reflection, but it's important. You need to acknowledge the way you are feeling and the way you are behaving so that you can start to recognise the pattern of what happens when imposter syndrome creeps in. And also, you need to get to the bottom of why you behave the way you do. Ultimately, you're trying to protect yourself and keep yourself safe. But what is driving that? Is it something that happened when you were young? Is it something that your parents or other family members instilled into you? Is it as a result of events earlier in your career? Really take the time to think about the source of these feelings and how you can let those feelings go. And then when you start to better understand your imposter syndrome, you can develop strategies to address it. So the first thing is to acknowledge your achievements. We're all programmed to focus on our flaws rather than celebrate our successes. It's the old adage, if you get 99 things out of 100 correct and one wrong, you're going to dwell on that one that you got wrong. Now, you might have been brought up to believe that it was showing off to celebrate the things that you've done well. And as a result, you tend to minimise your achievements. But it's really important that we celebrate ourselves. I always encourage my clients to create an evidence log or a feedback file where they can keep a record of all the things they've done well. It can contain their own notes and observations, but also things like feedback from performance appraisals and directly from clients. You might also include physical evidence, maybe a presentation that you put together that you're really proud of, or before and after photos of projects that you've worked on, or even certificates that you've obtained. Anything you can use to reflect on and prove to yourself that other people don't have an overinflated opinion of how good you are, because you have the evidence that you are every bit as good as other people say. The second thing is to build your support network. We can all benefit from the support of others from time to time. And when you feel imposter syndrome creep in, reach out to a trusted colleague or a mentor and get some feedback and support. Ultimately, we want you to get to a place where you know that you're good enough just as you are. But as you're working towards that, external validation from others can help counteract feelings of being an imposter, and it can provide valuable insights. Now, remember the statistic I mentioned earlier. 2/3 of people experience imposter syndrome. So being honest about how you feel with people that you can trust can open up the conversation. You can normalise the feeling of being an imposter both for yourself and those around you. And in doing so, you can bring a bit of levity and humour to the situation. Oh, here we go again. What is it that my mind's telling me now? It can be incredibly valuable to get that sense check from others, and also for them to know that they're not alone in the way that they feel. And then finally, I want to encourage you to normalise imperfection. We're not always going to get things right all the time. I know you think that everybody else does, but they really don't. And I know you think that failure and imperfection is a sign of incompetence, and that everybody's going to think that you are terrible at your job. But I want to encourage you to shift your mindset and view failure and mistakes as an opportunity for you to grow. Making mistakes is all part of the learning process. It doesn't diminish your abilities or the value that you bring. Be kind to yourself and remind yourself that it's okay not to have all the answers and not to get things right all the time. So to summarise, imposter syndrome is more common than you think. In fact, according to one survey by Claire Yosa, 2/3 of people experience imposter syndrome on a regular basis. The good news is that imposter syndrome is not a fixed state. It's something that you experience at a point in time, and there are things you can do to diminish those feelings. The first thing is to acknowledge and recognise you're experiencing them. Then you can counterbalance the feelings by acknowledging your achievements, tapping into your support network, and normalising imperfection. If you think you would benefit from support to help you overcome imposter syndrome, I'd love to chat through how I could help you. This is something that I am super passionate about because imposter syndrome has such an impact on people. It has an impact on their mental health, even their physical health, and it doesn't need to be that way. So you can set up time for a free no obligation chat by going to nicholasemple.com/chat. That's all for this week. If you would like to keep in contact, be sure to download my free guide, Back Yourself, Your 7-Step Plan to Build Confidence and Achieve Your Career Goals, by going to nicholasemple.com/backyourself. As well as getting instant access to the guide, I'll send you my fortnightly newsletter with career confidence hints and tips. And finally, if you have a friend or colleague who could use some support with managing imposter syndrome and would benefit from hearing what you've just listened to, please send a link to them. Thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.